I'm with mother and daughter, Kathleen and Geraldine O'Reilly. And Kathleen, your maiden name was Travers. Where did you come from originally?
I was from Kilkenny originally.
What brought you to Dublin?
Looking for work.
And how far back are we going?
1952.
Yeah. And so tell me about it, coming to Dublin and finding work.
Well, I came to live with an aunt over in Dorset Street. Just answered ads in the evening paper for work and got a letter from Jacobs and Will Woods, which was over in that direction, North King Street, on the same morning. So to make a choice which to go to, so I went to Jacobs.
What did you start doing when you first went in?
Well, when you start, you're in the training room. There was a sort of all boxes of biscuits, and you learned how to pack from the boxes.
Okay. And it was your job then to pack the biscuits, was it?
It was. When I came out of the training, I was a packer in the bakehouse.
Tell me about the training. Who trained you?
Gladys. What was her? I can't remember her second name. Very strict. Very, very strict. You daren't look up while you were doing your work. She was...
Really?
Yeah. Can't remember her second name.
And what... just describe the packing room to me. Were there a lot of people working there?
Well, there was quite a few, and they were just like benches, like wooden benches with these boxes, and you took them out of the box and put them into your tin as fast as you could, and then as you progressed you went down onto the bakehouse floor and packed there.
Well, that's fantastic, and you must have built up a great skill in packing, you know. And being, it's so repetitive too, doing, you know, continuously doing the same thing. Mm.
There were so many different biscuits, it was easier to lift some of them than it was others, you know.
How do you mean?
You know, they were coming down a band, and the band was here in the middle, and there was packers on each side.
Okay.
And you were lifting them off the band as they were moving. Now, they weren't flying by, they were, well, pretty quick. But you were lifting them off and putting them into... First of all, you had to line your tins with this greaseproof paper, and you lift them off and put them in there. Then...
And did you know how many biscuits was to go in each tin?
No, no. You just, as you went along... You know, when you sort of learned how to do it, you could sort of know how much to pick up for to put in one row. We'll say there was five rows across, and that much, we'll say that much. But as you went along, you learned that much went in that way into it.
I see. And you say
it was hard work.
It was
very hard work.
Yeah, and starting at what time in the morning?
8 o'clock.
Did you get a break during the day?
Oh, we did. We had a break around 10. You got a tin mug of cocoa for a halfpenny. We could have cocoa or tea, whichever you wanted, but. Then we had our lunch. There was a big canteen upstairs, or anyone that lived near could go home.
Yeah.
After their lunch, but there was a big canteen.
And it was all mostly women, wasn't it? Or all women?
Yeah. Well, it was all women that did the packing then.
Yeah.
But when in Tallinnow, in later years, when I went back after I had my children and they were big enough, I went back into Tallaght.
To join you in the family business.
Yeah. And
And Jurgen, you were one of the family
that
went in and tell him. But what a change, what a difference between your time,
yes, definitely,
Kathleen, and then your time, Jurgen.